Greetings, everybody. I'll be doing this show in my Barry White voice due to the triple layer chemtrails over the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, they've been just slamming us lately. It's unbelievable. But anyway, this is kind of, excuse me, this is going to be an interesting show because we're going to cover a lot of things that aren't being covered and why disclosure has been an 80 plus year fail. And we're going to call it gaslighting Congress, disclosure movement and earth changes, basically. But so, all right, folks, there's so much going on. We have to do some news. And a lot of people have been asking me that. I had some great guests on, and David Clements was just awesome. And so people are going, yeah, but what's going on the planet? So here it is. Major sunspots are becoming geo-effective with expected X-class flares. Now, this major event is turning, it's going to be geo-effective, and it's turning right towards the Earth right now. And so, I would imagine some will hit before this pre-recorded broadcast. And already the Earth is highly energized and expanding. And people are actually getting sunburned through their clothes. And so I would expect, at a minimum, Aurora Borealis. Communication and computer glitches, possibly power outages. So severe weather will follow with more earthquake and volcanic activity. The geysers at Yellowstone just blew like never before. I mean, there's a whole new pool that just opened up, and there's more to come. The Long Valley and Socorro magma body are most likely to blow before the whales in Yellowstone caldera. Volcanoes and major quakes are happening around the world as a sign of bigger things yet to come. The San Andreas and the Cascadia Fault are moving, and the axial seamount of the off the coast of Oregon is active with a myriad of smaller quakes in California. And this is going to increase in magnitude and number. And excuse me, this just in, a 5.6 quake just hit Willits, California area. And we've been talking about, this happening, and now, a 6.9 just hit Japan, and a 7.2 and a 7.5 just hit a double tap on Venezuela. So say a prayer for the Venezuelans. I mean, that it looks really bad over there. Excuse me, these shows are pre-recorded, and things are moving so fast, the warning does not even have time to get out before the event. There's a massive typhoon headed towards Japan, and these hurricanes and tornadoes are actually completely abnormal, breaking all the laws of known science. The winds are breaking all records. Landfall is usually death to a hurricane, yet they build in strength over land, creating devastating floods and destruction. Could this be weather warfare, depopulation, or just change in the upper atmosphere? Excuse me, we've had the technology to shut down a hurricane or a tornado, and just as we can steer and intensify them. Before someone spouts off, God is punishing Japan, the Japanese people are wonderful. Unfortunately, they're in an area like California where three fault lines come together with a lot of quake and volcanic activity. And, the typhoons make things worse. Excuse me. Take a drink here. All right. Tulsi Gabbard, I love that woman, just dropped a couple of bombshells on the way out. Hopefully we can meet up on the Big Island in the fall. I know her husband's really into UFOs, Who knows, he might just get one of those miracle healings that happen off in a DeSeti. It looks like Fauci and friends. Karma is coming to home to roost, basically. Fauci repeatedly lied to Congress and he did fund gain of function experiments at the Wuhan lab in China. All the agencies are saying that's where it originated. So probably the Ukraine as well, where there are extensive weaponized biolabs, child and sex trafficking. It's even worse. Most of these agencies all agree China is where COVID-19 epidemic started. He also colluded with big pharma and high-level officials, all making billions, you know. I wonder when they're going to drop the elephant in the room, the deep state depopulation agenda, as the cause of so many deaths. I don't think they're going to go that far, but it ties into poisoning the air with toxic dumps, you know, chemtrails, which is what I'm dealing with right now, you know, poisoning the water with fluoride, the land with toxic farming and adding toxins to processed food. And then there's the gas and food shortages, vaccine injuries, and deaths, you know. The chemtrails, toxic dumps of heavy metals, barium, aluminum, strontium, they're all accumulative and they keep building up in the body. And some other opportunistic disease usually takes us out. There's biologicals, bioengineered parasites like ticks and mosquitoes, courtesy of Bill Gates, along with nanotech turning everybody into one big antenna with a 6G off switch. Excuse me. I mean, that's why my voice is gone. It's the chemtrail flu. They just dumped triple layers over the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, these colonels and generals involved are duped into allowing this or disgraced through the uniform. You know, come on, Pete, RFK, you know, let's get cracking on this blatant atrocity and breach of trust and betrayal of their oaths to God and country. You know, your oath was to the Most High, Holy of Holies, not the little g sacrificial gods, reptilians, and their satanic Luciferian deep state, you know, which are currently being ousted by the white hats that are operating from honor. You know, I've always said you'll have your freedom and government back when the chemtrails end, and they're not designed to end global warming, they're designed to end humanity. Tulsi also dropped Obama's secret deep state operation controlling the Democrats after the election, interfering in both the elections and the White House operations. You know, it might be a major treason party coming, and with a lot of swingers. Looks like Comey is being charged with major felonies, according to Kash Patel, and will be going away for a very long time, if not forever. At the White House UFC event, Josh Hockett knocked out Derek Lewis at the UFC Freedom 250 event on the White House lawn. In an interview, he claimed Michelle or Michael Obama is a man, you know. AI-generated photographs of her pregnant have six fingers, and allegedly her kids were rented, you know. So anyway, you might want to keep an eye on Derek. You know, he might get Joan Rivered. Grok is insisting all those photos of Michael and Barry, aka Barack, are AI. You know, while the new six-fingered ones showing Michael pregnant are real, followed by a guilt trip for asking, you know, the question, why was there a giant sausage flopping back and forth while dancing on the Ellen DeGeneres show? And in other photos, you know, how come that went unanswered, you know? Don't believe your lying eyes, folks. Anyway, it seems off subject, but I had to go there because, you know, it's blatantly obvious. Here's a good one. A homegrown terrorist attack was thwarted at the UFC event with explosive drones, snipers, and other nefarious folks. And Democrats were shocked. How could this have happened? You know, just because we labeled Trump as Hitler, a rapist, a tyrannical megalomaniac in bed with Russia, called out for his assassination on lamestream media, you know, this has nothing to do with all the division and the assassination attempts. I mean, they really can't fix stupid folks. I don't know. Whether you love or hate Trump, you know, his methods, you know, he has put American people first and gets things done. Navigating through a myriad of self-serving vipers and predators, unlike most politicians. You know, something a few of us are doing, you know, with the UFO UAP disclosure movement, basically. You know, karma is coming, everything will be revealed. The controlled narrative is falling apart. Those who have been participants in it with ulterior motives will soon be exposed, you know, left without an audience, their worst fear. You know, I was asked by Connie Willis on Coast to Coast recently if I was going to watch Steven Spielberg's movie Disclosure. And I said, no, you know. And she goes, oh, you really need to watch it. And I said, you know, this is Steven Spielberg will do exactly what I said he'd do. He'd promote the Greys and generate a lot of fear and suspense, you know, a lot of luge, you know, for the degenerate ETs to feed on, totally ignoring the spiritually and the technologically advanced ETs. And so far, every aspect of Disclosure looks like kindergarten to us. You know, we know UFO UAPs are real, and we know who they are, the positive and the negative, why they're here. We actually know some of them by name. We've had 40 years of documented contact. We know their ancient history of the Earth. You know, the rest is theater and a controlled narrative. It's entertainment, having little or nothing to do with Disclosure. So just like Spielberg, you know, it's all entertainment. You know, has he made any movies about the benevolent ones? Come on. You know, I'd like to get everyone in a room and ask how many of you are on the Rockefeller payroll? All the top people in ufology now and in the past would have to raise their hand. If they're honest, you know, basically. The next question, how many of you receive monthly checks or bonuses from the CIA, other agencies involved in the military industrial complex? You know, again, some of the biggest UFO organizations would have to say, yeah, I am getting $30,000 a month, you know, for doing this. But anyway, the room would be almost empty after that. The last question is, how many are morally and integrity challenged, delusional, or make up stories to stay relevant, seeking fame and fortune? Now the room would be completely empty. The last question to the con artists left is how many are part of the controlled narrative, planned opposition, are competitive, jealous, spread meritless gossip and rumors to character assassinate those who are authentic, those who are a threat, you know? If they're honest with themselves, the room would be totally empty, you know? I could count those who have a high level of morality and integrity, truly committed to disclosure on two hands, with fingers left to spare. In the past, they were mostly heart-centered, sensitive women, and they were driven out of the community. And they were having contacts and bringing beautiful messages on high from the spiritually and technologically advanced ones. And that's why you don't have disclosure. You know, now we have others that are running a different program, but I'll go into that later. There are a few warriors demanding truth and transparency. I love what Anna Patricia Luna and Tim Burchett, David Grush, and a few others are doing. There are some legit people in there that are really, you know, they're stepping up to the plate. And I have to say, I've not kept up on the congressional disclosure. You know, I've had that Derek. That carrot was dangled in front of me too many times. And, you know, it's time we really ask the hard questions and demand answers. And that's the only way we're going to get to disclosure. You know, here's the first question. Was there an agreement made with lesser evolved beings, Greys, with the Orion Alliance trading technology for human abduction experimentation? And we know that happened. That's totally verified. So, next question is, okay, who made that decision? And have the same people been using deadly force to censor contactees and researchers? You know, I think some accountability has to be done there. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons why they don't want disclosure. Okay, here's the next big question. Was there another offer on the table with spiritually and technologically advanced ETs, Nordics and Palladians? And if there are spiritually and technologically advanced ETs, along with ultra-dimensionals, who also had a plan to bring peace, prosperity, and to restore the Earth, why aren't we working with them? Can they help us take a quantum leap in evolution? You know, live according to universal law? Clean up the planet and join the rest of the multiverse in peace? Is it because they transcended war, disease, and poverty that they are a threat to the war and disease profiteers? Are they a threat to those who perpetuate poverty to maintain their hierarchies and the imbalanced religious patriarchies suppressing the divine feminine? Do advanced off-worlders honor the divine feminine? Of course they do. The Pleiadians are more of a matriarchal society. They understand that the feminine by nature are more connected to God because they're more sensitive. And it should be receiving the information through our feminine and acting it out through the masculine side, the objective subjective side within both of us. Anyway, the most ancient primordial gods, if you do the research, on down in every culture had feminine counterparts. Yes, even Yahweh had Asherah. They don't want you to know this. The House of Mary, the grandmothers, including the wives of prominent patriarchs in the Bible, all played important roles throughout history. So where are their stories? They are coming out now in the Ethiopian Bible and other tablets and scrolls, but this has been suppressed for a long time. This needs to come to an end. And you have to yourself, with the knowledge of spiritual and technological advanced off-worlders living thousands of years about God and the universe be a threat to those who perpetuate the worship of external little g sacrificial gods? Would this knowledge be in opposition to making one's own personal connection to the internal Most High, the holiest of holies, the God within everyone and everything? What every enlightened sage, saint, and master taught. Here's my favorite. Why are you involved in disclosure? What is it you seek to gain personally? Is it money, fame, notoriety? And let's all be brutally honest here. I've seen all the jealousy, the competition, the backstabbing, the finger pointing by morally and integrity challenged, accusing others of what they themselves have done or are doing. I've seen satanic Luciferian agendas at the top of major alternative networks and their minions that will do their bidding to preserve their status or get their 5 minutes of fame. Some in denial of firsthand experience of extremely morally and integrity challenged activity by those at the top of the UFO, UAP spiritual community. So some were BFF with Epstein. Come on, you guys, read the names. Do you think spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders would have anything to do with these folks? Participate in their cons and hidden agendas, the controlled narrative, the 80-plus year fail called disclosure? We're going to show you some video, video where multiple ships are crossing, Starlink satellites, the space station, fleets of ships flying over East SETI for over 40 years now, with tens of thousands of witnesses, triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works, military base commanders, air traffic controllers, pilots, people from all walks of life, all testifying concerning their sightings and contacts at East SETI. This was all on Coast to Coast with Art Bell 25 years ago. I've spoken at the major conferences showing photos, videos, eyewitness testimony, undeniable evidence only to be attacked by the very community itself, a very competitive and jealous community. Even though every talk had a standing ovation with the biggest run at the counter to get copies, I was uninvited to all the major events. Try to order my latest talk at the International UFO Congress. I have the photos of myself turned into a bluish green light on stage where tall light beings were standing behind me. So, if anybody has a copy of that talk, please send it to us. If you don't think what you're seeing is all a controlled narrative, where are all the people involved in disclosure? How can they justify this censorship, lack of acknowledgement or investigation of East SETI? The simple answer is they can't. And the majority are participating in the controlled narrative, some wearing suits, strutting in front of cameras, posing as experts, having never seen a UFO. To these people, authenticity is a threat. Their position, fame, and fortune takes priority. When you know the game and expose it, your career is over. And that, my friends, if things do not change, you're going to have another 80 plus years of fuzzy Tic Tacs and people asking if they're real and failed disclosure. The self-serving, moral and integrity corrupt con artists, the competitive and jealous seeking fame and fortune as priority, need to be purged from the system. Do a background check, research what they do when off the podium. What is your donation spent on before writing the check? The authentic need to stand up and be heard. If we're going to have contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, we need to rise to the occasion and create a safe, high vibrational place for it to happen. Unfortunately, so many in the spiritual UFO community, even some who profess to have contact in the whale and dolphin community, have not, They don't have the foundation. If they do have contact, it's not with benevolent ones, as proven by their actions. Their main goal is cashing in on the gullible. Despite their boasts of contact and already living in the fifth dimension, some believe they're actually working with masters, ETs, even whale and dolphin spirits, while at the same time engaging in vicious, meritless gossip and rumors to deflect from their own deficit in morality and integrity. Some so caught up in their spiritual egos and sense of entitlement, they don't even know what they're doing is wrong. I mean, they don't even have a basic foundation to say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be deceiving and conning people. That's probably not a good idea. Anyway, they are unknowingly on the downward spiral, and their world is about to come crashing down. What will they do when disclosure comes from the skies? The ETs they profess to know and be working with say, I never knew you. There's a lot of masters and ETs doing head slaps asking, where do we start? They're calling our names for all the wrong reasons with hidden agendas. And they're going, I don't, they're like, some are frustrated almost. They're going, I can't work with this. What? And so, some hard lessons are going to have to come. That's the only way it's going to shift this. It's never too late to make amends, set the ego aside, stop with the projections, and redirect one's energy into service to others, the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. Rather than the self-serving lie they're now living, basically. So everything will be revealed. The nature has a way of bringing balance, and truth will rise like one of your many volcanoes removing everything in its path. The recent quakes in Hawaii sure sent a message to some folks. Amazing how East City, Hawaii has been at ground zero with either very little damage, or nothing, basically, hit by the massive storms and floods and the recent quake, that tossed many adjacent structures off their foundations. Yet for the most part, East City remained untouched. It just might be the massive energy dome over the property. Maybe we're doing something right, and we would love to share this with everybody. It could just be, real documented contact happening with the masters, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, which may be offering protection. Maybe there's something we could all learn from that, especially in the days to come. That, we need to start anchoring in the light and asking for protection. We have to initiate it. And you can't ask for protection and not live according to universal law. They come together. There has to be an anchor for it. So the delusional are, they're just lip service, and they're going to have some experiences. So anyway, the last subject is Shasta. The last subject is Shasta. Many remote viewers, including myself, looked into Shasta recently. What we found was no one home. Sorry. They had moved due to continuous intrusions by the reptilians, the cabal, the psychic turbulence, the drugs, the commercialization, all of which culminated in them packing up and going to different spiritual sites to live in peace, basically. There were reptilians walking around in the previous facility. They were very nasty, I might add. People are being abducted, disappearing, hit by debilitating energies in the hundreds, all on record. Recently, over 100 solar-powered speakers were found transmitting white noise in a woman's voice. There are a lot of mothers and family members trying to solve the problem. And this might tie into the speaker, why hundreds of speakers, of solar-powered speakers, are up there. Maybe they're doing something to try to mitigate what's happening up there. Time will tell. I know this will upset a lot of people who love Shasta. I being one of them, I love Shasta. I had major awakenings there and connections and saw the beings on the interior, the Hyperboreans or the Lemurians. It definitely was real. It was a real event happening there, but something happened recently that's. And I think they will return eventually when the rest of this is cleaned up. Anyway, but I didn't expect to see what I saw, and it was also verified by John Vivanco and other remote viewers. So, or I wouldn't even be saying this. I would just dismiss it as overactive imagination or an agenda, which I don't have, I know this will get a lot of heat from from this, especially those capitalizing on the legends of Shasta, which now has a lot of cryptids and grays and reptilians walking around that actually weren't there before. And just be careful, use discernment. On a higher note, here are some of the recent footage. These are not fuzzy Tic Tacs. The ships are engaging satellites, space stations, observing everything we put into space, with fleets flying over Yosemite. Some are interacting with the people. So after watching, ask yourself, why is this being censored? 40 years of research and contact kept from the people. All right, let's show that footage. Okay, we got one here, right here, and then one up here going in. Oh, check it out. Check it out. There is one ship. Second ship going into the tree, and here is Starlink. Looks like they're just launched another Starlink satellite configuration. Another ship going right across Starlink. Okay, Elon, you've got some explaining to do. You've got ships all over Starlink. Whose are they? Got it. Okay, so this is supposedly the space station. We've got two UFOs have buzzed it right now. One's right in front of it on the left. And when it gets down over here, a whole flotilla is going to come in on it. Here's another one. Here's one coming right on the space station. Can you guys see that? It's kind of dim, but it's going right over the space station. Right now, it's going over the space station. It's dim. Here's another one above it. Either they got some pretty lousy radar if they can't see that. They're all. Oh, it's got another one coming down right on top of it. These guys are totally crossing. Can you guys see those too? Oh, another one came up under it. There's another one under it. Another one under it, too. Another one. God, there's the whole flotilla up there again. They're everywhere.
Oh, wow. The sky is full of them.
You see them? See them all? They're just everywhere.
You know all them planets?
They're just all over the place. It's like how everybody's going, are UFOs real? I'm coming up here.
Makaya, look.
Oh, they're crossing.
Yep, I see it.
There's a little one crossing and
Makaya. Look in that area, there's a whole bunch of movement.
They're everywhere. Oh, they're going every different direction too.
This is what I see at home.
Yeah, they got all the directions covered. I mean, they're just everywhere up there.
Is there anybody in the government who you think, you know, would do something? I mean, independent. Somebody like, I don't know. Have you ever talked with him at Juan O'Sullivan?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got a bunch of people, influencers around him, isn't there? And, you know, there are a lot of people that make different movies. There's nobody who wants to...
intercept. There's a UFO intercepting this plane. Or the plane's intercepting. This plane right here, this is a plane. And then here's a UFO in front of it. And he's going after it. It looks like he's chasing it. He might catch it, and then he's going to be in trouble.
You think that's a military plane?
Yeah.
Are they trying to chase him out of here?
Look how quiet it is, too. It's a jet, and it's not making any noise. They have these total stealth jets. The UFO's in front, the plane's in the back with the strobe. That plane's going into the demilitarized zone. Here comes all the UFOs coming up to check out the plane. He's got one on top of him. He went behind the tree. There's another one. Another one. Oh God, there's all kinds of ships above him. I don't know where the plane went. He's really low. Oh, there he is. There's one right above the tree. There's more than one. There's one going left and a bright one going right. Another one over it. Oh, look at this, guys. There's a party up there. Oh man, there's a whole fleet up there.
Wow. Off to the right, they're going a few different directions.
Yeah, look at that. They're everywhere up there.
I can see it with my eyes.
Yeah, there's three traveling together here.
Put the glasses on it now, and you'll see there's a bunch all around the ones you can see with your eyes.
Yeah. There's more. One dim down. Okay, I got this one on film. It's right. Is the mountain going off?
Well, it was. It just was.
Oh, dang. As soon as I get the camera on it, it shuts off. You know, that's, it's, that light, whatever that light is opening up, it's moving.
Yeah. Why is it opening?
I missed it. That's a UFO, and it's got one in front of it and one behind it. Oh, it's got like three, four. It's got three. It's got one. Oh, that's crazy.
You know, people are going to ask me if I saw any UFOs. I would be answering like 100.
Well, there has been. I mean, what I just filmed is nuts. Yeah. Note to Congress, get over it. Yeah. I mean, there are so many up here right now.
Idea what it is when you see them, they power up, and if you track them, they'll power up again.
Yeah, this one, they're kind of saying hi.
And they slow down and speed up.
Yeah, I've got this one on film right above us. It's bright. It's brighter than the Dipper. Isn't this crazy? I told him that. I said, you know, I know who you guys are. I know your little meetings and rituals.
The original David Wilcock Cosmic Secret, did they pull the original and put some kind of substitute in there on, like, YouTube?
I don't know. I'm in one of them. I'm in one of their videos.
It seems like the one I saw in 2020 is not the one I just saw in 2020.
Yeah, they probably did.
Videos and then taking stuff out of context.
Yeah.
And now, of course, with...
They're taking AI, all of mine.
They can make it, you know...
Yeah, when ancient aliens came here, they said this was the first place they didn't have to use AI and fake it.
Really?
And they...
He didn't want to be a liability to you?
I don't know.
Well, isn't it possible?
No, I don't think so, because I mean, they told me if I had Corey come here and do a lecture that my career was over. I'll never be in another video or workshop again. Got it. Okay, so this is supposedly the space station. We've got two UFOs have buzzed it right now. One's right in front of it on the left. And when it gets down over here, a whole flotilla is going to come in on it. Here's another one. Here's one coming right on the space station. Can you guys see that? It's kind of dim, but it's going right over the space station. Right now, it's going over the space station. It's dim.
Oh yeah, that one's going fast.
Is it going towards the... Is anything going towards the ISS?
No.
Okay, here's the space station, folks, right here. And then in a minute here, when it gets over our heads, like over the house, the ships will start buzzing it. And NASA won't tell you.
Would it be that bright?
Yeah, it's really bright. I mean, it's huge.
What is that?
Oh, it's got a ship. That might be the space station. Yeah, but it's got ships below it and above it. It's got ships all around it. Oh, it's got a ship coming down. It's got one above it, two above it. It's got one coming right down on it.
It's dimming. That one be space.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I'll have to look it up. What time is it?
About 10.
Well, if you Google space station, where's the space station? or put the same. There's one there, and then there's one over here. Two to the right of it. Oh, there's about three over here. Look at that. There's three, four. Oh, one's coming back towards it. Here. We got the big boy. Here. Right here. And then one up here. On it. Oh. Check it out. Check it out. There is one ship, second ship going into the tree, and here is Starlink. Looks like they're just launched another Starlink satellite configuration. Another ship going right across Starlink. Hey, Elon, you've got some explaining to do.
Oh, that tree.
That's why I'm not a Skywatch guide.
Right there next to that star.
So fast.
God, there's so many. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
That one's phasing.
That one has some really different.
That one's blinking. Look at that. It's going nuts. It's trying to get away from your laser. Oh, there's four. Five. There's five. I got them on film. I got all one, two, three, four, five. There's five of them. Six. Another little one.
There's literally like two.
I know. They're just bombing us with the chemtrails right now. They don't want us to see these ships.
There's a really big one out there.
There's a double. Yeah. Oh God, there's a bunch of them. A bunch of really small ones back there, a whole bunch of them. God, that's, how many do you think we've seen? How many ships is that?
25.
There's three right there. There's three all together. I have all three in the film. And then there's another one behind it. Is it Ava World Day? Oh. There it is. It just powered up. I missed it. Damn it. I didn't get on it quick enough.
Do it again. Powered up.
What's that?
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, that?
That's not a plane. It's a big blue flash. It's got all the colors of a... of a UFO. It's strobing like crazy, but it's not like a plane. That is, oh, that's it. Just powered up. Wow. Good one, it's going through the dipper. That's good. Powered up for us. Little one in front coming up. Let's see if it powers up again. Nope. Oh, it is. Nice. Thank you. Going through the chemtrail. I can hear him coughing. Don't fly through that again. I was getting really wheezy. Okay, another one right, there's the antenna on the house. Another one right over the house. Pretty crazy. Ship after ship after ship. Oh, that one just powered up. Oh, yeah, yeah, they did. They just crossed. I got it. Hey, look at these guys. They're bomb-ass with chemtrails here. Totally wiping out our sky. Good luck. It just went through the chemtrail. It's coming out the other side. Yeah. Where is he? Oh, going through the Dipper. This one's going right through the Dipper. Look how big it is compared to the Dipper. That's a huge ship. Oh, man. I'm getting UFO neck.
Me too. I think, you know, like, I think what's the best
air. Oh, look, another one. Yeah, another one just buzzed it under it. This is a kind of a bluish white, this one. Oh, look, another one just passed it. All these little ships are buzzing it. They're checking it out. Oh, it's chasing another one, too. There's one out in front of it it's going after, it looks like. It's going to catch it. It's going to do the Pac-Man on this other ship in front of it. Wow, it is going right on this little ship. It's coming right on it. It's huge too. It's like it's tracking it. Wow, watch it. See if it. Oh, it's right on it. Oh, the other one's blinking. Oh, there's another one down below it. And oh man, there's a whole fleet over here. Yeah, there's a whole fleet of ships back behind us. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 ships there. Now look at this. There's a UFO under it. Look at that. Check it out. The plane's right on top of the UFO. This one just came in and started flashing. Crazy. Threw one really big flash out. What is this? Yeah, this is screaming. Yeah, they had no strobes, no running lights on them. There's no way these are planes. And there's no sound. Yeah, you would hear that. Beanie going through the Dipper. One right behind this tree, it's coming out. Oh, there's two. Yeah, there's two. They're gonna come out from this tree really low.
I don't think these
work. Oh, this one is going down. There's a little one going out, but there's another one over here. Send him an email and just say, hey, you gotta come here. This thing's massive right here between, it's going down. That thing almost looks like it's gonna land in the back. Oh, you can do it. This is the exact same color as the one on the mountain. See two or just one? Oh, here's a fast one trying to catch up with the other one.
There's two above it that are going off.
Really? Over us.
Yeah, we're
So there's this plane going right over the tree, red light.
Over here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, here. Oh, wow, look at that. That is a plane on the left, UFO right under it. They just buzzed. They just buzzed this plane. It's got another one under it. Oh, this guy's gonna get buzzed like crazy in a minute. Oh, here's one. This one right. Oh, he turned. He's right in front of the plane. It's right on top of the plane now. It's going off the other direction. That one made a little U-turn right above the plane. Yeah, this is a plane right here that's blinking, but it's got a UFO above it, two above it. Oh, it's got. Oh, check it out. One's coming up. And one's going the other way. This guy's gotta be freaking. Oh, look at, oh, one's coming down on it. It's got one coming down. It's right above it. Another one. God, they're everywhere. Whoa! Yeah, I think so. Either that or they're shooting a photon torpedo above that plane. This is crazy. Yeah. Oh, it's got a little one in front of it. It's got another little one right in front of it. I swear they're playing tag up there. Tag it. I'm like pin the tail on the mothership, I'd be playing. Okay, catch on film. You want to give us a nice flash. That was stopping and starting. It made a big U-turn on the way in. It was going south, and now it's going east. I know when it gets down there low, it's going to have an escort. There's going to be all kinds of ships around it. Oh, here they come. Here comes the escort. Oh, a bunch of them coming to it. Look at that. Oh, look at that. One, two, three, coming up to it. Four, five. There's like, all these ships are coming, are surrounding it right now. It's surrounded by ships. And there's more coming. It's surrounded by ships, and there's a bunch more coming.
Well, that one, did you see what that one did? It just went to there, and then it stopped, and then it went back the other direction.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, look at that. We got a plane.
It did the exact same.
There's a plane underneath them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a plane underneath them. And that plane's got all kinds of ships above it. I don't know if he's seen them or not, but he's going to come out the other side. Oh, something just like a photon torpedo. This one just came out from behind the tree, and there's a... looked like a photon torpedo coming down right on it. It's probably just a meteor, but it looked kind of cool. It went down right in front of it. Is there any meat? I got it. This one's going east. It's got weird colors coming off of it. It's got like a... In this camera, it's got multiple colors. It's kind of going southeast. Mainly east. It's coming down. This one powered up. This one just... Oh, he just powered up. See that? There's two and one just powered up. There is a plane coming in. There's two here. Yeah, there's one here and then one up here. Oh, shooting star. Oh, there's a whole bunch of little ones back there. There's like little fleets of ships going back there. I see six ships back there. One just went into the tree. Oh, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Look at this. Look at all these ships. Look at all these ships back here. Look at this. There's a whole fleet back there. There's more coming. Oh, look at this. There's a whole... There's more coming. There's like 10 ships back there. They're still coming. Oh, look at this. The whole back field is full of ships back there. There's got to be like 20 ships back there. They're still coming. Look at that. You know, that's the same light, the same color light as the ships through this camera.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.